if you were to consider only the number of government contracts it has received over the years. Arkansas Power Electronics International is arguably one of the more successful startups to be based at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in Fayetteville. As Ozarks at Largest Timothy Dennis reports, the company recently received another multi-million dollar contract from the Air Force.
Ty McNutt is the Director of Business Development for Arkansas Power Electronics International. He says that under the $3.5 million contract, the company will take a prototype power module that it developed some years ago and transition that product to the manufacturing stage and eventually have it flight qualified for use in the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
So it's the power module that controls the flat control surfaces of the aircraft. So you're enabling 10 to 12 units per aircraft the ability to reduce or eliminate the thermal management systems on various stages of the aircraft, from the wings to the tail fins. That gets weight out of the aircraft. When you get weight out of the back, you can take weight out of the front. So you can really eliminate weight and do have fuel savings across the vehicle by using this new electronic technology. And that's what the Air Force, and specifically the More Electric Aircraft Initiative, is looking to do. Make old hydraulic functions operate with electronic functions, removing some of those heavier systems from the aircraft.
But the power module in question is special. To be able to lighten the components and still operate in volatile environments, like in the wing of an F-35, the company is using silicon carbide, a semiconductor that is similar to silicon, but with some important differences.
So silicon carbide can offer faster switching speeds, higher temperature capability, and more efficient electronics in a smaller form factor and smaller space, as well as make the system overall more efficient. So from a variety of applications, from household electronics to military applications, you can put the same electronics in a smaller space, or put more power in the existing space, or completely eliminate cooling and thermal management systems.
As it just so happens, APEI is the only U.S.-based manufacturer that focuses solely on silicon carbide power electronics development.
So there are a few companies that make the semiconductor chips. We make the packaging and systems that go around the semiconductor chips. So we're the only domestic company that focuses on that, so we can offer the military and the consumer electronics markets systems that take advantage of silicon carbide.
McNutt says that the power module for the F-35, like many of the company's other technologies, came about during the past 14 years as a result of customers seeking high-performance applications that no other company could or would develop.
And so we've had to, out of necessity, develop solutions for these customers. And we call them high-performance customers, from military to downhole drilling, for instance. We go out and find solutions using materials not traditionally used in the electronics industry, qualifying those for the application, and basically finding or inventing solutions that enables high-performance electronics.
Though the power module Arkansas Power Electronics International is developing for the F-35 is past the prototype stage, McNutt says that there's still development work to be done.
We transition it from the R&D side of the business to the manufacturing facility, develop high-volume manufacturing processes, take those modules that have been through the high-volume manufacturing process, and put them through the qualification. So we have to build up test setups that go above and beyond what the military application environment would see.
Meaning that the test power modules are subjected to harsher conditions than they would be in the real-world applications in order to stress test and ruggedize the product for military use. But how does APEI test a power module that will go into a joint strike fighter without having a full aircraft or even an airfield with which to test?
We work with partners across the Department of Defense sector, from prime contractors to the military to subprime contractors. And so it's a step-by-step process. So we would qualify the module at essentially the component level. Then that would go into the bigger box level that one of our partner companies makes. And then that box would get flat qualified. And then that would go into a test aircraft. And it all starts here, doing high temperature, long-term reliability on the components with our Air Force contract.
McNutt says that the module for the F-35 has been under development for about 4 years now, though some of the underlying design practices and technologies date back to 2008 or before. He also says that this contract is one of the larger ones the company has ever received.
This Air Force contract, I believe, is the largest one that we've had from the Air Force or the Army directly. We've had some Department of Energy contracts, one of which we just wrapped up, where we developed a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle battery charger for going on board the Toyota Prius vehicle. And that was of similar size to this contract. But that's an example of developing the end system, as well as the power module on one program.
And that plug-in hybrid vehicle charger, like the power module for the F-35, will soon move from the development phase into the manufacturing one. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.